Hello and welcome to this very special recording. You are here today for a very special reason. You are here today because you are asking yourself if you are a female sissy. Now, first of all, let's get one thing very clear. Because there are so many female sissies out there who delude themselves. Little female sissies who engage in self-deception, telling themselves that they can't be sissies because they were born with a pussy, when deep down they really know that their genitals have nothing to do with the fact if they are a sissy or not. And really, little sissy girl, if a sissy is defined by the useless little clit dangling between their legs, what would you say your even tinier little clitty would make you? But that's not why you're here now, is it? You're here because you want to find truth. You want to find out once and for all if you are a sissy. So let's go straight to the core of it and ask the question. What defines a sissy? What is the core of being a sissy? And it is really simple, little sissy. The core of being a sissy is her absolute surrender and submission. That's right. A sissy is someone who aspires to become more by being less. This is the core of being a little sissy. Now, what I'm going to do is to go through a few stereotypes of sissy behaviors and attributes, and also talk about how they link back to the basic idea of surrender and submission. And all you have to do, little girl, is to monitor your emotions and see if these ideas and concepts arouse you, speak to you on a deep level, if they are touching the little sissy that is buried deep inside of you, or if you are listening to a recording like this, maybe they're not even buried that deep at all. And if that is the case, and you find that my words, these ideas and concepts arouse you, if you are getting horny, like a good sissy should, listening to these words, feel free to rub your little sissy clitty. That's right, little sissy. If you get horny, feel free to masturbate and reinforce the truth that you are a sissy. Now let's begin, little sissy. The first thing most people probably think about when they hear the word sissy is feminization. And if you really think about it, it is usually not because a sissy defines themselves as hyper-feminine or even feminine at all. Oh no, not at all. It is an expression of the sissy's surrender and submission. The sissy knows that real men prefer a hyper-feminine, hypersexual little fuck toy. So even before a sissy surrenders her body, the first thing she surrenders is her masculinity. She surrenders all of her masculinity to all the dominant alpha men out there. She gives up the motion of being a man and accepts the role of a hyper-feminized little eye candy, of something for real men to look at, to whistle after, It's an expression of complete surrender and submission. The sissy becoming more by being less. That's right. She's becoming more. She's becoming an eye candy. Something real nice to look at by becoming less of a person. Because the sissy knows it's not her words that matter. Nobody's interested in her opinion. She's just eye candy. And that's why she surrendered all her masculinity. And if you think about it, even a male sissy dresses much more feminine than normal women do. It's not about practical female attire. It's about being an eye candy. It's about being a little doll. It doesn't matter how inconvenient and impractical the clothing is. The sissy wants to communicate that it has surrendered all pretense of masculinity and accepted the hyper-feminine role, being just eye candy, being an idea, being a sexy ideal that the sissy strives for. A sissy is far more and far less than a real woman. Real women have rights. Real women make decisions. Real women have a masculine side they can express. Real women wear practical clothing. Sissies are only hyper-feminized little sex dolls. Sissies are just eye candy. Sissies need to be eye candy. Because sissies love to feel the man of real eyes on them, slowly stripping them. And what about you? Don't you want to surrender all the masculinity you have? Want to accept that you don't have the right to be masculine in any way because you are a sissy? Don't you like the idea of being forced to be hyper-feminine all the time? So hyper-feminine that it always reminds you that you are not a real woman. You are just a little sissy girl. You are a little fuck toy for men. And that's why you have to look like a fuck toy all of the time. You are the eye candy. You are the little sissy girl that laughs when men whistle after you. Because let's be real. If you were a real woman, you would have long since turned this file off. You would have been turned off. Because real women, just like real men, play with little sissies. They don't want to be little sissies. They just want to use them. But you are still here, aren't you? So clearly the ideas arouse you. Touch something deep inside of you. Touching the truth that you are a little sissy. Now, little sissy, what does this thought do to you? Imagine a man, a woman, maybe a couple, whatever floats your boat, sissy, having complete control over you, forcing you to strip out of your woman clothes, losing everything that makes you a woman, putting you into a little frilly pink little sissy outfit. You get the right makeup, your hair's done nicely, until you're nothing but a pink little girl. Everything woman taken away from you. You are just a little sex toy, just a wet fantasy, a living fetish object. And then imagine them looking at you in this state, enjoying the way you look, whistling at you. Imagine them taking advantage of you, using you as their little fuck doll. Does that thought turn you on, little sissy? Are you rubbing your little sissy clitty? Good. Because that brings us seamlessly to the second point of being a sissy. When people think of a sissy, they think of a super submissive, inferior, and devoted little sissy girl, don't they, little sissy? And again, it's surrender and submission, because a sissy has a very special form of submission. Sissies are very aware that they are inferior. Let me repeat that, little sissy. You are inferior. It's almost the definition of a sissy. A sissy isn't a real man. A sissy isn't a real woman. A sissy is just a fuck toy for real men and real women. Again, little sissy. It's becoming more by being less. That's what's so hot about toying with little sissies like you. Everybody knows a sissy is inferior. Not just by definition, but by your own choosing. It's the core of being a sissy. To surrender yourself to the cause of being a good sissy. To surrender your dignity. To surrender your rights. To surrender your body, and to surrender your will to your superiors. And because you are a sissy, every real man, every real woman is superior to you. And it is so sexy, because you know you are becoming more by being less. You are becoming so much sexier. By surrendering your dignity, you are becoming a much hotter fuck toy. By surrendering your limits and control, you are just a little sissy. And it's so good to know that you are an inferior sissy, isn't it? To know that you are less. To know it's your duty to your superiors to always be the sexiest, most hyper-feminine little fuck doll that you can be. It's so fucking arousing to know that as a sissy, your dignity doesn't matter. Imagine you are running around in a ridiculous little sex doll outfit and you're feeling ashamed, you're feeling humiliated, you're feeling objectified. There might be people staring or pointing or laughing at you. But then imagine that there's a single guy who gives you the wolf whistle, who's like, the thought feels good, doesn't it? And I'm sure you become even more humiliated and aroused when I tell you, when I remind you, that this should disgust you even more. But you're not a real woman, are you? You are just a little sissy. Now, let's do another little thought experiment. And as I describe a situation, you just feel inside yourself and see how you react. Now, what I want you to imagine is that you are on a party, maybe in a big club, with lots and lots of people, driving music. And with all the music and the partying, there's a very uninhibited, almost sexual atmosphere in the room. It feels so good, doesn't it? Now look around. Look at the people in the room. There's a handful of alphas, men and women, dressed in impeccable evening wear, men in suits. Look at them. Look how dominant they are. Look at all these alphas. It arouses you just being in the same room with them, doesn't it, sissy? Short little sissy. Now keep looking. There are lots of people, normal people, men and women, dressed normally, partying, being sexual. Maybe, little sissy, you begin to understand that you're inferior to them too. You don't just want to serve the alphas. You're a sissy. Sissies are inferior to anybody. And as you keep looking around, you see that there are some real sluts in the crowd. Yeah, look at them. How slutty they are dressed. How sexualized they are. And imagine, little sissy, three really slutty girls in really slutty clothes come over to you, standing in front of you. And as they are standing in front of you, and you're looking at them, you are realizing something. You are realizing how these sluts are much more elegantly dressed than you are. That's right. Compared to you, their dresses are really elegant. And you feel it, don't you, sissy? You feel how much of a humiliated, helpless little sissy you are as they begin to point at you, to laugh at you, to call you a little sissy. You feel so humiliated, so horny, so right. You know, even those sluts are far more womanly than you will ever be. And you begin to understand that you are just a little sissy. A helpless little sissy girl. That you are inferior. That a sissy is inferior to everybody. You are beneath them. You are less than them. Not just less than the alphas. You're not only willing to serve the alphas. You're not only surrendering to the alphas. You're not only wanting to serve the normal people. You're not only wanting to surrender them and willingly give yourself to them. Even the sluts are above you because you are not a real woman. You're not a real man. You are just a sissy, a helpless, submissive, hyper-feminine little sissy girl. You really slowly begin to understand that sissies don't have rights or control or dignity or will. You are just a hyper-feminine little eye candy, a submissive little fuck toy, a sissy. And if you are still here listening to this right now, there can be absolutely no doubt that you are a sissy. And if you are touching yourself, if you are rubbing your little sissy clitty, then you have even more proof that yes, deep down, you have always been a little sissy. And if you are, like a lot of other sissies, then you probably had this undefined desire, to submit, to be humiliated, to be reduced, an undefined desire, an itch that you could never fully scratch, because you know now that the only way to scratch it is to become the perfect little sissy toy. And now you have found what you need. And isn't that wonderful? Because it is already hard enough for male-bodied sissies to find their place in life. And it's even harder for you because stupid, sexist people cannot accept that you are indeed a sissy. That you were born to be a sissy. That you desire to be a sissy. And that you want to become the perfect little sissy. And if you have found the truth of your existence as a sissy, then I want you to give me feedback, to tell me that you want to be trained as a sissy, to ask me for files to train you, to make you the perfect little sissy girl, the perfect female sissy, to train you and condition you to accept your place in life on an even deeper level and get on your way to becoming the perfect little sissy girl. The perfect little sissy fuck toy. Because you want to be a sissy, don't you? You want to surrender and submit. You want to become less, so you can be more. Less dignity makes you more of a sexy fuck toy. Less will makes you more fun to play with. Less control makes it more fun to toy with you. Less will makes it more fun to use you as a sex toy. And that's what really counts for you, isn't it? To be eye candy. To be a little toy. To surrender your dignity and humanity to the ideal of being a sissy. Because you are a sissy. And you will never be a real woman. You will never be a real man. You are just a little sissy toy. And you accept that you are a sissy toy. And you want to be the best little sissy toy that you can possibly be. So if you want your training, write feedback and ask me for nice files to train you to become the perfect little female sissy. And now, little sissy, let's go back to that party. Imagine it. After the sluts had their fun with you and laughed at you and humiliated you, they leave you alone. And you are enjoying the party. And it doesn't take long till the first alpha orders you, gives you a command to get them a drink. And of course you do it, because you are just a submissive little sissy. And it turns you on, doesn't it? That the fact that you are a sissy means they just know they can use you, because you are a sissy. Sissies don't have rights. Sissies don't have dignity. Sissies just obey. And you do what they order you. And then the alpha orders you to kneel before them. Maybe patting your head. Maybe another alpha has you go down on them. Just imagine it, sissy. One thing leads to another. More and more people use you. Use you in any ways. Have you service them sexually. Have you get them drinks. And not just the alphas. Sooner or later, also the normal people will begin using you. Because even they know that a sissy like you is inferior, is submissive, is a little fuck toy without dignity that they can use however they want. And even the horny sluts order you around. It's like everybody on this party knows that you are just a toy they can use. And do you know why, sissy? Because everybody can see that you are a little sissy. And they do know that sissies don't have dignity. Sissies don't have rights. Sissies don't have a will. Sissies have surrendered completely. Sissies are completely submissive. Imagine it, being the only sissy on a party. You are the lowest person, and everybody can use you, can order you to get them a drink, can order you to get down on them, to kneel, to worship them. Everybody can just grope you, push you into a corner, pushing their body up against you, their hands roaming over your little sissy body. And because you are just a sissy, all you can do is accept it, is let it happen, is take it. Because sissies don't have rights. Sissies don't have dignity. You're just eye candy. You're just a cute, sexy little toy. You are just a doll. You are just a female sissy. You are a sissy. Nothing more. Nothing less. You love to be a sissy. You love to be the only sissy on the party. You love to know that you are inferior. Inferior to everybody else on this party. Everybody on this party has the right to order you. To touch you. To grope you. to use you, to fuck you. You are just a little helpless sissy. And you love it, don't you? Come, little sissy, and let all the truth of your existence be burned deeper and deeper into your sissy mind. Come now, little sissy, and accept that you will always be a little sissy. Come now, little sissy, and know that you need my training to be the best little sissy you can be. That's a good little sissy. That's a good little fuck toy. Good little eye candy. Just a little sissy.